At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 969 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Friday. The weekend is upon us, guys. No football. Football's over. Still celebrating our Chiefs winner, of course. But we do have wall-to-wall college basketball, another huge slate for tomorrow. So look out for my shop report, which I will be writing, of course, continuing to do so at VEASAN.com. But looking toward today, guys, do have a 5-pack of sweats, seeing if we can finish off our week on a high note. I have 4 college basketball games that I'm excited to share with you, along with a NBA bet. And it wouldn't be a Friday afternoon pod without biting in the UFC. I did find a huge steam move here in the UFC that matches our system, younger, taller, longer reach. And when I give you a little bit of a home court, home octagon advantage, there's an angle here to back this fighter that we're going to talk about on the second half of the pod. So 5-pack overall, and of course, a UFC sweat for this weekend. Now, looking back toward last night, guys, let me give you the good, the bad, and then something that I have never seen before in all my years of betting on sports. I've been doing it since I was, let's just say, to be legal, 21 years old. But I've been in the arena for quite a while. I am 36 years old at this point. So, yeah, I've been betting on sports every single day for, 15 years? Going on 16 years? Now, the winners were Hofstra. Came through for the team. Love seeing Hofstra there. Got a little dicey at one point. They pulled away, got a win for us. Arkansas State, they made us sweat. They're up 19 at one point, gave it away, and then they rolled a comeback and win that one. So that was a great hit. Delaware, KenPom sound the alarm, did not come through. I tell you what, Delaware, I think I bet on them twice this year, lost both times. So Delaware, you are on my no bet list, even though they did have a sharp move and really, checked off multiple boxes. And then the Lakers Warriors over, landed 238. We got 242.5. Really what hurt us there was it was a blowout. So they pulled, obviously, Reeves and Anthony Davis and came up a little bit short with that total. But the night all hinged on, whether we had a winning night or losing night, it all hinged on Queens and Stetson. Now, I've gotten a lot of DMs, a lot of emails, a lot of people tweeting me about this, and I'm right there with you. This is what I'm talking about, something I've never seen in all of my years. And I'm not going to tell you I'm 85 years old, I've been betting for 50 years. No, I've been doing it for going on 15 years at this point. But that's still a pretty big sample when you bet all sports all year round, for a very long time. What happened there, guys? Jesus. Well, first off, I thought we won the game. We had Queen Stetson over 159.5, beat the closing line. Remember, that I think closed 160, even 160.5, so got a good number there. There were 90 points in the first half, feeling like we're looking good. And then what happened? So it was 83-75. Now, if you add those two numbers up, that's 158. We needed one more bucket. The very last play of the game. Queens is up, Stetson's down. Stetson goes for a three-pointer with like 5 seconds left. It gets blocked. The big man steals the ball, or, you know, takes the block shot, goes right to the rim and scores right at the buzzer. Boom. 2 points. We needed it. We cashed the over. That made it 83-77, right? Win our game. I'm happy about it. I even tweeted about it. Here we are. You know, we shouldn't have even had to sweat that much because they scored 90 in the first half. Shouldn't have even had it been that sweaty, you know, in the second half. But anyway, as long as we got the win, we got the win, right? I go into my app again, graded as a win, go to my sports book, graded as a win. And I'm like, man, that guy put it in right as the red flashing lights on the backboard started to flash there. So like, wow, what a win. What a rush. Here I am thinking, hey, it's going to be a bad beat, 90 points first half, and then you can't give me the over for the game. But whew, we did it. We won, right? Then I get a tweet from somebody about an hour later saying they negated the basket. I'm like, what? I freak out. I rush to go to my app. Well, first thing I do is I rush to go to ESPN and all the other different score operators to go to the team sites. And I look at it and I don't see 83-77. I see 83-75. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? They took away that final basket. However, here's the thing, and I've been hearing different things from different people. The book that I bet that over 159.5 at, I just looked an hour, you know, a few minutes before I did the pod here today, day later, it's still showing up as a win in my sports book. So maybe my sports book, I'm not going to say who it is, but maybe they didn't find out about the changed final score. Maybe they're going to honor it anyway. But a lot of people have reached out to me and saying that with the books that they bet the over 159.5, they took away the basket and they went from a win to a loss. So my gripe today is number one, how can you change after the fact that bucket? Like, who said after a game that, you know, ended with a bucket that didn't change the final score, the dog won out right there with Queens, who really said, let's look at that after? And again, what was annoying too is the announcer said, I don't know if that'll count. Yes, it will. I'm like, oh, whew, we got it there, winner. So who was it that said, you know what, the game's over, it didn't affect the final score, it didn't change who covered or who won, let's go back and re-look at that final play and let's take that off the board? This is my issue with replay. Replay is good in theory. You don't want, and this is why replay to me is annoying. Use replay to make, you know, like if that was the game-winning shot, okay, you know, maybe he didn't get it off in time, you know, make the right call. But let that stand. Come on, are you kidding me? I have never seen a situation like that where an hour after the game they changed the final score. So like, I want to know first, who complained? Who was that, like that person who said, you know what, we really got to relook at that last play, and I don't know if he got it off in time, even though it has absolutely no effect on the outcome of the game in any way. You know who it has an effect on? The people who bet the over 159.5. So again, my book still is showing a winner. I do know some people have shown me that they graded out as a loser, but that just annoys the heck out of me. How can you change a final score like that an hour after the game when it has no effect on the outcome? Like, let it stand. Anyway, I've never seen that before. So hopefully your book graded as a win. Well, I know a lot of books didn't, but that was just super aggravating because that was a guaranteed 3-2 night, winning night. And then they changed it an hour later and it becomes a 2-3 night, slightly losing night. So again, I've never seen that before, but I just think it's ridiculous that an hour later, and I go on Twitter to try to figure it out, is there any transparency? Does the NCAA come out and say, hey, we reviewed the play, he didn't get off in time, that like the 2-minute report in the NBA? No, of course, they just do it and don't say anything. Did they even know that that was, you know, the difference between an over and under hitting? Probably not. Who knows? Again, I don't want to speculate, but that was just super frustrating that they came back after the fact an hour later and changed that. So I am right there with you. If your book graded that as a loss, that is total BS. And in my 15 plus years of betting sports every day, year round, I have never seen them change an hour later a score that could, you know, change an over winner to an under winner or an over a loser, I should say. So anyway, just ridiculous. I can't believe that total BS that they took that basket away. Anyway, let's get back to today, because we always talk about on the Market Insights pod, good day, bad day, treading water. It's always about the next bet mentality. You can't do anything about the past. The past is the past. Even though if you're a F. Scott Fitzgerald fan, great Gatsby, they say to Jay Gatsby, you can never change the past. Yes, you can. Actually, no, you can't. But anyway, let's focus on today. Let's have a winning day today as we steam into the weekend. So as I mentioned, 5-pack, four college, one NBA. I got a UFC bet for you right after, and then we will get out of here and get right to the weekend. Before we dive in, of course, a little bit of housekeeping as always. If you haven't done it yet, go sign up for the VSiN daily newsletter. It's free. It costs you nothing. All you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit. Then you're going to get that every single morning waking up. And it's really a great way to just get your day started off right. Get your brain thinking about betting. Bill Adee, who puts together the newsletter every morning, does a fantastic job, gets you excited about, hey, what are the big games on tap today? What's the team at VSiN focusing on? Links to our articles, promos for legal sports books, links to our pods, all included in the daily newsletter. Go sign up, VSiN.com/newsletter. It's free, and you get a lot of great information each morning. Also, if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, we'd love for you to become a VSiN All Access Pro member. You can sign up VSiN.com/subscribe. You're going to get best bet picks, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, the DraftKings percentages, bet splits, and dollars, as well as all of our betting guides. And then, of course, support us on social media. We pump out great sports betting content throughout the day from our Twitter feed. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. So, with that being said, let's get right back into college basketball. I love betting college hoops every day. I love it. There's nothing like it. Even when we get screwed by a ridiculous changing of the final score an hour later, I still can't get over that. I'll never forget that. That's just ridiculous. Anyway, let's get right into tonight, guys. Four sweats overall. I'm going to start with the Ivy League. That's right. Little Ivy here. 7 o'clock, Yale against Cornell. I'm going Cornell on the money line here tonight, guys. I got Cornell on the money line at -135. Let's set the stage. Yale going into this one should be a good game. Two of the best teams in the Ivy. Yale is 17-7. They just had their 10-game win streak come to an end, though. They lost to Princeton 73-62. On the other hand, Cornell, they're really the class of the Ivy, 19-4. They've won 9 of 10. They just took down Dartmouth 89-80. So why do I like Cornell here? First off, line move toward Cornell. Cornell opened as low as a 1-point, 1.5-point home favorite. We've seen Cornell get steamed up to -2. When I wrote about them this morning for the Sharp Report as well as Morning Bets Pod, they were pretty much -2 across the board. I'm seeing a 2.5 now. So good sign here that the line continues to go toward Cornell. Tells us that there really hasn't been any respected buyback on Yale. Always love one-sided movement. Maybe you're not getting the best of the number anymore if you didn't hit it early, but it's a sign that, hey, that's still the sharp side. Now, Cornell right now is getting 82% of bets, 91% of spread dollars. So public, but also sharp action here. A little bit of low bets, higher dollars, bet split in favor of Cornell. Now, Cornell has a bunch of offensive advantages. Better offensive efficiency, 54th in the country versus 87th for Yale. Better effective field goal percentage, 57% versus 52%. And Cornell is putting up 84 points a game versus 76 for Yale. So hopefully the offense of Cornell shows up tonight and Yale can't keep up. Knock on wood. But of course, Ken Pom does have Cornell winning by 2. So if you're laying a 2, 2.5, really not much of an edge. Good sign he has him winning. But this is why I'm going to go money line, protect myself on the off chance Cornell wins by 1 or 2. I want to win my bet, not push or lose my bet. So I got him at -135. Pretty good bet split, 76% of money line bets, but 91% of money line dollars. Further evidence of the pros going Cornell on the money line. Now, this is a revenge spot for Cornell. They lost to Yale just barely, 80-78. On the road earlier this month. Ivy League home favorites in conference play are 18-5, 78%. And Cornell is a perfect 9-0 at home this season. So you add it all up, guys. Sharp move. Bunch of offensive advantages. Great Ivy League home favorite system match. I'm going Cornell money line at -135. Next bet for you. Purdue Fort Wayne, or IPFW, as a lot of people like to call them, versus Green Bay. I'm going Green Bay. Go Pack, go. I'm on Green Bay money line. I got Green Bay, I think I got them at what, -145. But anyway, like Green Bay here, similar cap to the Yale Cornell, sneaky sharp line move to the home team. Green Bay opened as low as a -1.5, -2 home favorite. They've been bet up to -2.5. That's where they were sitting this morning. Now I'm seeing them up to -3. So good sign here that we have continued movement in favor of Green Bay. Now, if you look at advantages here, Green Bay, another offensive edge here. 197th in the country doesn't sound great, but 215 for IPFW. Green Bay has the better offensive rebound percentage, 28% versus 22%. Better at the free throw stripe, which is huge and what could be a tight game, 75% versus 70. Now, Ken Pom does have Green Bay winning by 3. So again, 2.5, now 3. You're right on the number. This is why I'm going money line. Got him earlier, -145. But good bet split on the money line, 78% bets, 91% money. Green Bay is 10-2 at home, and they are 12-3 in their last 15 games. They've been playing very, very well. I want to back them here. And also, I mentioned this on Morning Bets today, and I wrote about it in the VSiN.com Sharp Report, but a big rest advantage for Green Bay. Green Bay hasn't played since the 14th of February. IPFW played on the 17th. So on the one hand, it's, hey, you're rested, rehab injuries, you know, get healthier. But it's also, you know, Green Bay is coming off a loss. They lost by 1 point to Northern Kentucky. That snapped a 5-game win streak. The long layoff to me is more of, hey, you got to stew on that loss. You're stuck in the gym. Your coach is riding you. You want to get right back out there and get a win. So the layoff to me is an advantage from almost a competitive perspective. Of course, Green Bay is better in conference play, 12-4 versus IPFW 8-8. And we have seen Horizon League home favorites win 75% of the time straight up in conference play. They're 44-15. So I'm going Green Bay, baby. Go Pack, go. I'm on Green Bay Moneyline at minus 145. Just added this one later in the day, but I've been kind of staring at it all day, and I said, hey, pretty good KenPom edge here. Let's take a shot. Youngstown State against Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I'm going Youngstown State on the money line. Got them at minus 145. Now, Youngstown State opened at around a 2.5-point road favorite, and they've been moving up here close to -3. So there's never gone down to 2. It's always been juiced up or moved up 2.5 to 3 in favor of Youngstown. Now, Youngstown is getting 78% of bets, but almost 90% of the money. It is a lower bet game later in the night, 8 o'clock night here. But what I like is a KenPom edge. They're -2.5 or -3. KenPom has them winning by 4. So a little bit of an edge there based on KenPom, who owes us after Delaware Blue Hens let us down with the alarm last night. But I'm looking at the rankings. He has Youngstown ranked 134 in the country versus Milwaukee, who's ranked 258. That's a huge discrepancy. So really, Youngstown's the better team who should get it done. And the market is showing liability juice movement or just regular movement, -2.5 to -3 in their favor. Now, better offensive efficiency for Youngstown. They rank 110 in the country versus 176 for Milwaukee. But huge advantage defensively as well. Youngstown ranks 170 versus 317 for Milwaukee. That is one of the worst defensive teams in college hoops with Milwaukee. Also, again, close game. Can you make your free throws? 78% for Youngstown, only 72% for Milwaukee. And turning the ball over. Youngstown takes much better care of the ball. They rank 67th in the country in turnovers versus 284 for Milwaukee. And I do like the fact that Youngstown is coming off a loss, so hopefully, you know, kind of a bounce back spot here. And Youngstown did beat Milwaukee earlier this year. It was an overtime game. They won 97-85. That was back earlier this month. But with a good KenPom edge, he's got him by 4. Market's really only showing liability toward Youngstown. Kind of feels like a bettable money line play here, guys. I'm going Youngstown on the money line. I got him at minus 145. Then last bet of the night for you, 9 o'clock game, Fairfield and Quinnipiac. Let's go Quinnipiac on the money line. Got Quinnipiac at minus 145 at home against Fairfield. Like this angle toward Quinnipiac. First off, line movement. They opened -2, -2.5. They've been bet up to -3. So pretty much one-sided movement in favor of Quinnipiac. Now they're getting around 80% of bets and dollars on the spread. So kind of a pro and Joe bet split, but it's one of the lower bet games of the night, late night. So hopefully that's more wise guy money on Quinnipiac. But Quinnipiac has a lot of advantages here. Quinnipiac is, first off, the better defensive efficiency team, 182 in the country versus 235 for Fairfield. Also, better free throw shooting, 78% versus 75%. And I like the fact that Quinnipiac has kind of been a good buy low, sell high value play spot. Because Fairfield, who's 16-10, they've won 4 of their last 5. So they're kind of riding high. Quinnipiac is 19-6, great record, but they've lost 2 straight. So you're kind of buying low on Quinnipiac at home in a get right spot, having lost 2 straight against a Fairfield team that's playing well and has won 4 of their last 5. So that would really be a buy low, sell high in favor of Quinnipiac and against Fairfield. Now, this is a money line play for me because I'm not going to mess around with a -3, have Quinnipiac win by 1, 2, or 3 and push or lose my bet. So I got Quinnipiac at minus 145. But I was looking at the money line splits, really good toward Quinnipiac, 86% money line bets, 93% money line dollars. And the MAAC home favorites, they're 61% straight up in conference play this year. Quinnipiac did beat Fairfield earlier this year on the road, 66-64. And Quinnipiac has been great at home, 11-2 at home. So pretty much movement liability in favor of Quinnipiac, buy low, sell high. It's a good opportunity to back Quinnipiac at home here in a get right spot. I got Quinnipiac at minus 145. So four moneyline bets here. Can we get three of them? Cornell, Green Bay, Quinnipiac, and Youngstown. That about does it for the first half of the pod here, guys. We're going to take a very short break, but when we get back, I got more for you. I got an NBA total. We're going to get our revenge after Lakers and Warriors came up a little short last night. And I do have to finish the pod abiding UFC Octagon play, where we have a Octagon home, you know, usually it's home court, home ice, home field advantage. How about a home Octagon advantage with a really sharp line move? I'll tell you who it is when we return, coming up here after a short break on episode 969 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast. With me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp data contrarian approach with your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it on a big Friday as we steam into the weekend. Another big day of college basketball tomorrow. Cannot wait. Stay tuned for my sharp report tomorrow morning, dropping on VSiN.com. I'll give you three of the sharpest bets that I'll be looking at. Again, a lot of these lines haven't come out yet, but I'm sure we're going to have some, you know, unranked home fave, ranked opponents, sharp line moves, Ken Pom edges. So just get ready. It's going to be a big college basketball Saturday. Cannot wait to sweat it with you guys tomorrow. But anyway, start of the pod, talking college hoops. Still cannot believe they took away that late basket in Queens and Stetson. I think that is a tragedy. I'm not going to say tragedy. There are real tragedies. Again, it's not a tragedy. It's a travesty in the betting community, I would say. But anyway, hopefully getting our revenge tonight. Four money lines, Cornell, Green Bay, Quinnipiac, and Youngstown. Now let's go over to the NBA. Got an NBA total for you. And I'm looking for some points in this one. I'm going over in the Bucks and Timberwolves game. I'm going over 225. Now, a few reasons to like this over if you want to play it with me. First off, we've seen the market move up. Total opened around 223.5. It's been bet up to 225. I see some 225s that are juiced up and a couple books at actually 225.5. So again, shop around, have multiple outs. The 225 is available, but it is showing that some books are even higher. Start off the bat, we got line movement to the over. Tells me some smart money came in on the over. Now, currently 85% of bets, but 90% of money is on this over. Don't love that it's, you know, quote unquote public play, but also some sharp action in the form of low bets, higher dollars, and that line ticking up. But when I'm kind of piecing together more reasons to bet the over, I feel more confident about it. So aside from the line move, couple other angles here. Really good betting system match. And this would be the non-conference overs, especially non-conference overs that rise. So two teams from two different conferences. You have the East and the West here, Bucks in the East, T-Wolves in the West. When two teams who don't really match up very often, lack of familiarity, play each other, take the over. because it's really a benefit to the offense. Defense doesn't know how to match up, especially when the total goes up a little bit. So non-conference overs in which the total goes up at least a half point, they're 67 and 52 this year to the over, 56%. So good system match there to the over. I'm also looking at a couple other angles here. One is rest. You know, both these teams haven't played since February 15th. You know, they had a bunch of all-stars, Anthony Edwards, Lillard, Giannis, of course, played in the all-star game. But it's been a long layoff, didn't play last night, and I'm looking at the injury report, it's completely clean. So no one notable is expected to miss this game. You should have all your stars playing. You should have all your stars rested. So have your legs, get up and down the court. Hopefully a lot of possessions, a lot of opportunities to score. Also a short spread here. You know, the Timberwolves are only favored by 4.5. I think they opened -5, so maybe some Bucks money came in. But short spread here. We're hopefully, closer, shorter spread, more competitive, more back and forth. Don't get a blowout last night, which hurt our over in the Lakers game. But it's always good short spread on an over. Again, versus a big spread on an under, you get up big, take your foot off the gas. So you have the short spread over system match. Milwaukee in particular, I'm going to admit, you know, Minnesota is one of the better defensive teams in the NBA. But Milwaukee is number 5 in terms of pace. They're number 5 in terms of offensive efficiency. And they're 17th in defense. So they've been a good over team this year. They score a lot. They give up a lot. Hasn't really gotten much better with Doc Rivers taking over as coach. Also, you look at the referees. All 3 refs are over refs. Acosta, Mitchell, Capers. In particular, Mitchell is like 55% to the over. The rest of the guys are like 51, 52%. So I'll take that. And then, adding it all up again, we have a line move up. Good bet split. Rested. Clean injury report, good non-conference over system match that rises. Add it all up, guys. I'm going over here. Seeing if we can get 226 or more. Give me Bucks T-Wolves over 225. Now to finish up the pod, you know we can't finish up a pod on a Friday without some biting in the arena, as I like to call it, a little bit of UFC. And this one really jumped out to me. First, I saw the line move, and I'm like, man, this guy's taking in a lot of respected money. Then I did some research. He's checking off a lot of boxes, and he has a home octagon advantage. So, which bout am I talking about? I'm talking about, let me find it for you on my odds page. It is the lightweight bout between Chris Duncan and Manuel Torres. Where am I going with this one? Manuel Torres. I got Torres on the money line at -185. Again, betters versus Betwin, of course, as we mentioned, all plays like that in order to protect yourself on a loser on a money line favorite. You want to make money on a money line dog plus money. Anyway, first thing that jumped out to me with Manuel Torres is the line move. Manuel Torres opened as low as like -115, -125. He's been steamed all the way up to -185. I see some books even, you know, closer to -200. Keep an eye out too when you're betting UFC. You're going to see a lot of discrepancies here. One book I got Torres at was -185. Another one was -190. One was -200. Again, you do see different numbers, so make sure you have access to multiple shops. But the -185 is the best price here on Torres. Straight off the bat, huge line move. Open -115, -125, up to -185. Tells me a lot of money came in on Torres. I want to be with that big, sharp line move. Torres has a pretty good bet split from BetMGM. He's getting 77% of bets, but over 90% of dollars. So again, maybe some public, but also a lot of respected sharp action, low bets, higher dollars with that line move. Then, of course, to reiterate, younger, taller, longer reach. That's what we look for when we're betting UFC. Torres is younger. He's 28 years old versus 30 years old for Duncan. Now, they're both 5'8", so the height is the same, but a big reach advantage. 73.5 inches versus 71.5 inches for Duncan. So we have younger. We have longer reach, we have a line move, we have a great bet split here. And then, as you dig a little bit deeper, a couple things that I really like in favor of Torres. One is that he's a switch stance guy versus orthodox for Duncan. So switch basically means, you know, when you're, you know, lined up, getting ready to punch or kick someone, you can flip righty versus lefty. So it just makes you, it's like a switch hitter in baseball versus someone who just has the same stance the entire time. So I kind of like that angle in favor of Torres. But also, I really put a lot of stock into significant strikes per minute, because if you go to the judges, to the decision, whoever has more offense, more strikes, typically is going to win the bout. Significant strikes per minute for Torres is 9.7 versus 5.1 for Duncan. So Torres really dishes out more punishment. Connecting on your significant strikes, 58% for Torres only 46% for Duncan. And then I was reading about how Torres has very, very powerful. He's knocked out like a ton of his opponents here. And he also has a really good takedown defense. So hopefully he doesn't get to the mat. And then the last little nugget here that made me kind of put the cherry on top for Torres is that Manuel Torres is a proud Mexican fighter. And where is UFC Fight Night this Saturday? Moreno versus Royval 2. Where is that being played? It's being played in Mexico City. And Duncan, by the way, I think is a Scottish fighter. So imagine how hyped and ready to go Torres is going to be fighting in front of his home country, his home crowd. It's going to be a very pro-Torres crowd. Hopefully he feeds off that energy. And it's a big home octagon advantage in favor of Torres. But really, you had me at the line move. Again, minus 115, minus 125, all the way up to minus 185. So I'm going Manuel Torres to win tomorrow night on the money line at minus 185. That about does it for this edition of the Market Insights Pod, episode 969. But reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights Pod or the Morning Bets Pod, or since you've tuned in over nearly 1,000 episodes, you've learned a thing or two, you've picked up on a different way to bet on sports, looking at the data, line movement, system matches, betting splits, not parlaying, being disciplined with your bankroll management, dog to fave line moves, fading trendy dogs, any of the things we talk about. Or maybe you just enjoy listening to the pod. Maybe you don't bet every play that I mentioned, but you pick and choose, or you just like kind of the, I always joke, it's kind of pulling up a chair to the virtual bar, hanging with your buddies, talking sports, trying to make sharp bets, not just opinion-based bets, which I think is taking over, obviously, the industry here, which, again, that gets clicks, I understand. But you know what? I don't want a hot take. I want you to tell me where the money's going. That's where I want to go. But anyway, if the pod has helped you along your sports betting journey, whether it's Market Insights, Morning Bets, this approach to betting that I teach, or if you just think I'm a decent guy, you want to make me happy and make me and let me know you appreciate the hard work that I put in grinding in the arena each day, teaching the data-driven contrarian model. If any of that is the case, then you can do something to make me very, very happy. Go to Amazon.com and type in The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. That's my book. That's my baby. It's the Sharp Contrarian Bible. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person, how to go contrarian. Of course, bankroll management, chapters on all the major sports. Baseball is coming back here. Got a chapter on baseball, March Madness, all included in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So it's like $20. Go buy a copy. Make me happy. Make my day. And then when I see you at the book, I'll sign it for you and I'll buy you a beer. Or if you don't drink, I'll buy you a nice Diet Coke. How about that? But anyway, guys, that about does it. Whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, at the Encore in Boston or Plain Ridge Park Casino or MGM Springfield out in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts or out in New York, breaking handle records every month in the Empire State, or out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point, or sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa, getting a victory burger at the end of the night, jumping in the stadium swim pool when you cash a big ticket, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me a Hofstra ticket from last night. You're going to show me an Arkansas State ticket from last night. Man, but whatever you do, that Queen Stetson over. I can't get over the fact that they took that bucket away. What a weird, weird situation. I have never seen that before. To me, you can't do that. You really can't change a score like that. You got to honor that final score. But guess what, guys? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. Sweat Sharp Contrarian plays all night long. So wish you the best of luck, everyone. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. And my parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But remember, we are always playing a long game. Sports betting is hard, but if we can consistently be in that sweet spot, lay off the games that have red flags and get down on the games that check off the boxes, against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays and get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be successful bettors for the rest of our lives. But enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Friday and have a great weekend as well. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.